I reckon Tim Bailey would have a fair idea as to what's going to happen.
I reckon Tim Bailey's just sitting there just going, we don't get this sort of rain in Melbourne.
No, because you never, ever go the early crow.
Oh.
And Tim Bailey would know that come Caulfield Cup Day next year, later this year, they'll have 150 mils the night before if he starts laughing about that. And he joins us. How are you, Tim?
Oh, well, thanks, Michael. How's yourself?
Very well, very well. Right, you're a educated track manager. You can tell us now. Will they run tomorrow in Sydney or not?
I don't think they will. I agree, mate. Michael, if we can get even money, they're racing. Tomorrow's meeting gets transferred till next Saturday. I'd take the even money.
Good man. Sharky will give us evens.
Oh,
how much will he hold, though?
Yeah, well, that's it. And will I pay out?
It sounds ridiculous figures that they're talking about, up to 100 mils. Is there any track that could possibly hold that and run?
Look, I'm not... Caulfield and Flemington, if they get rain... You know, if we had 100 mils here today and it stopped at 5 p.m. tonight, I think we'd race tomorrow. Not in winter, but this time of year, I think you would. But our tracks... Maybe I'm very Victorian centric, but I think our tracks in metropolitan Melbourne, or you know, most of our tracks do drain a lot better than the Sydney tracks. But we'd be certainly on a heavy 10. If you think back, Michael, 18 months ago to our Caulfield Carnival here, you know, and that 3 day of the carnival, we just had rain. I think we had over 100 mils, well over 100 mils for the week, and we got through the card, and the track drained really well. So the Melbourne tracks, I think, you know, it's a credit to the industry in Victoria that they do drain really, really well. So, but if we got 100 mil today, we wouldn't want to drop after probably 5 o'clock tonight, otherwise you would be off.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we don't have to worry about that tomorrow. The rail's true, and how is it looking the next 24 hours?
Yeah, look, the track's in great condition. We had 56 millimetres of rain here for the week. Obviously, over Easter, we had nice weather up until that heavy rain on Monday night, so we deliberately... let the track dry right out, which was great. So that sort of evens the track right out. And then we got that beautiful rain on it. The last rainfall here was Wednesday afternoon. We're on a soft five now. I suspect we'll be on a soft five, an improving soft five in the morning. They're saying chance of light showers in the morning. If we get no rainfall, I think we'll get to a good four early-ish in the card. Any rainfall might just keep us in that soft five range. But certainly, beautiful conditions. It wouldn't be a track where you certainly go looking for the wet track. There's all the, I think all horses will handle it, and most will really appreciate that nice natural cushion the rainfall is going to provide.
Gee, you've got some nice fields in the Victoria Handicap and the Easter Cup. Who's the whisper?
Well, I've been waiting for one, and Sharky's just... Oh. I think Sharky might do a bit of Tasmanian form. Oh. I've been waiting for Jetty Jerome since it's run in Tasmania. The hard luck story, should have won there. Maybe a little bit of a, you know, when you look at its distance, it's over a mile, it's 2 for 0.00, but one of them was in 1,000 guineas beating 4 lengths, so, you know, in a group one. So I'm forgiving and thinking it will get a strong mile, and I think it's about $9, so that's where my money's going tomorrow.
Are you in a great shark?
Has a chance, definitely has a chance.
Okay. You might have a little bit more cash to splash in the track manager's little sojourn to Gold Coast next week, which will get a bit more information.
Can we get a live stream of that or at least some updates in play?
Who will be BOG?
Jason Kerr's sitting beside me. You're on loudspeaker and Jason just grumbled no.
Is Jace going too, is he?
Jason's there, Michael Silly from Mornington, and you know, Liam and Marty are already up there. They've gone
early. Bit of recce.
They'll be cactus by the time you get there.
Just a Snapchat group, please. That's all we need.
You know what it is, what happens on the trip,
Jason. You enjoy it, Tim.
Will do. Thanks, guys.